with me tonight. I close my eyes and say a prayer that in her heart she'll find a trace of love still there somewhere.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. It is dangerously hot in much of the country again.
Honestly, I feel like as a child, the heat is not the same as it is now. It feels like it's on a completely different level.
That woman in New Orleans, records are being set in places like Florida, a lot of it having to do with the extreme humidity, CBS's Jim Crisula reports.
Nearly 190 million Americans, more than half of the nation's population, are under heat alerts today. Scott Martyr is with the American Red Cross in Baltimore.
Extreme heat kills more people in the United States than any other natural disaster. Obviously, staying in air conditioning helps. But if you don't have air conditioning, go to a shopping mall or a library or a cooling center.
Tampa, Florida hit 100 degrees Sunday for the first time since they started keeping weather records there more than 130 years ago. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Dozens of people were killed in Gaza today, and aid delivery was chaotic, even as Israel paused its military operations for several hours to allow more aid in. Kate Phillips Barrasso is with Mercy Corps.
Catastrophic is the right word, with zero exaggeration to describe the situation. I think this is probably one of the most extreme situations that I've worked on in 20 years of humanitarian assistance.
The UN says some aid trucks are being unloaded by crowds before they reach their destinations. President Trump in Scotland called for more Gaza aid. He also shortened the deadline for Vladimir Putin to end the war in Ukraine.
I'm going to make a new deadline of about 10 or 12 days from today. There's no reason in waiting.
Trump's trade deal with the European Union raises tariffs on most European goods to 15%. Analyst Javier David says we're likely to feel that in the wallet.
For consumers, you're going to see higher prices, but relatively stable ones on things like wine, cheese, some retail, bed sheets, and IKEA.
How much time are you spending online? CBS News correspondent Matt Piper on the latest research.
A new poll from a telecommunications company, Optimum, finds Americans spend nearly half their day online. On average, people are spending 10 hours daily accessing the World Wide Web, about 5 hours browsing, working, doing emails, or scrolling social media, and the other half streaming videos or TV shows. A poll of 2,000 people found that for general internet usage, most use their cell phones. Matt Piper, CBS News.
On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed. Investors not overly thrilled with a trade deal with the EU. The Dow was off 64. The S&P was little changed. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine officials will talk tonight about zoo funding. The Finance and Personnel Committee meeting will discuss giving the Racine Zoo $500,000. They'll also review cleanup projects and a proposal to close Main Street for the Party on the Pavement event in September. A heat advisory is in effect through tonight in the area as heat index values are hitting over 100. Late tonight, some thunderstorms could bring strong to severe wind gusts. The latest on the weather is coming up in the forecast. The Wisconsin Secretary of State might run for lieutenant governor. The AP reports Sarah Godlewski may not run for the top spot as governor or for re-election as Secretary of State. Governor Tony Evers announced last week he won't seek a third term. The father of Michael Bell is asking the new Kenosha County District Attorney Xavier Solis to reopen the 2004 police shooting case involving his son. Retired Kenosha Detective Russell Beckman has been working with Bell's father for over a decade. Together, they've submitted a report outlining what they claim are inconsistencies in the original investigation. The Mount Pleasant Police Department has opened up the sign-up process for their police academy. Their Citizen Academy isn't until the fall, but sign-ups started last week. People in the village can learn about law enforcement through classes and real-life situations. Applications are open until August 15th, and you can find one on the police department's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Jenkins back for the pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers training camp in Green Bay, where Elgton Jenkins is back to work and in his new role on the offensive line at center. Now, the team had asked Jenkins to move from left guard to center in the offseason, but when they signed Aaron Banks from the 49ers to a $77 million contract, Jenkins' agent objected. Today, Jenkins, returning from a back injury suffered during weightlifting in May, says he's back and will play center on his current deal.
Right now, I'm just focused on the season going forward. Just being able to perform for the team and just getting our line right, offense right, and so we can be better this year than we were last year.
Today was the first practice in pads, and on just the third play from scrimmage, running back Marshawn Lloyd, a third-round pick last year out of USC, was hit so hard by defensive back Nate Hobbs, he fell to his knees and sat out the rest of the day. Baseball, Brewers and Cubs, game one of the divisional rivals, going at it tonight at American Family Field. We'll recap the game later tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com.
Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for tonight to chance of showers and thunderstorms late. Storms could contain heavy areas of rain. A low dropping down to around 70. For tomorrow, partly sunny, still muggy. Chance of showers and storms again. Highs in the mid-80s. Currently 89 degrees.
It's time for Kurt Vohman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1970.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. So let's hop into that time machine. We're turning the dial back to 1970, a year when the world was groovy, gas was cheap, and your avocado-colored fridge was the height of kitchen fashion. On the news front, 1970 wasn't all bell bottoms and good vibes. The war in Vietnam expanded into Cambodia. Student protests swept the country. Four students were killed at Kent State, shaking the nation to its core. Around here, the Milwaukee Brewers were brand new, born from the ashes of the Seattle Pilots. On the radio in 1970, we were listening to Frida Payne and Band of Gold. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1970.
Now that you're gone,
1970, it's Frida Payne and Band of Gold on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1970. Now, Frida Payne is the older sister of Sherry Payne. You know Sherry Payne as the final lead singer of the Supremes. Well, in 1970, it was the ill-fated Apollo 13 mission.
The flight of the Apollo 13 to the moon is in serious jeopardy this morning and is not going to make a moon landing. As the Apollo 13 was some 205,000 miles from Earth, speeding toward its rendezvous with the moon scheduled for tomorrow night, the fuel cells that supply it with electrical power suddenly failed.
On the radio in 1970, we were listening to Edison Lighthouse. Love grows where my rosemary goes. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1970.
She ain't got the money, clothes are kind of funny, her hair is kind of wild and free. Oh, boy, love grows where my rosemary goes, and nobody knows I'd be. She talks kind of lazy, and people say she's crazy.
It's Edison Lighthouse and Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1970. Over the years, there's been a lot of speculation as to who Rosemary is. Turns out, Rosemary is just a lyric that fit the melody. Well, in 1970, it was the first Earth Day.
This is a CBS News special. Earth Day, a question of survival. For 2 hours, fashionable Fifth Avenue was off limit to automobiles and became a crowded pedestrian mall. Autos were banned on busy 14th Street, too, and thousands of persons jammed into Union Square to attend an Earth Day rally. The square hadn't looked this clean in years, with volunteer help doing the sprucing up.
On the radio in 1970, we were listening to Vanity Fair, Hitchin' a Ride. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1970.
Thumb goes up, the car goes by. It's nearly 1 a.m. and here am I, hitching a ride, hitching a ride. Gotta get me home by the morning light. I got no fare to ride a train. I'm nearly drowning in the pouring rain. Hitching a ride.
1970, it's Vanity Fair and Hitchin' a Ride on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1970. The song is known for its prominent use of recorders, both in the intro and in between the verses and choruses. It was a top 20 hit in several countries, including Canada, New Zealand, South Africa, and in the United Kingdom. There's a brand new TV show on the air in 1970, Laugh-In'.
What you are about to see is true. Only the names and faces have been left unchanged to protect the innocent.
That is the most beautiful thing I ever heard.
From their beautiful studios in downtown Burbank, NBC presents Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In'. Starring Dan Rowan and Dick Martin, with guest stars Pamela Austin, Barbara Feldon, Cliff Wilson, and the Strawberry Alarm Clock with Ruth Hunt.
That's going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1970. Be sure to tune in tomorrow afternoon just after the 5 p.m. news for another 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Tomorrow will feature the class of 1973.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheese Steaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheese Steaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
The Milwaukee Brewers have partnered with GovX to offer 50% off select tickets to active duty military, veterans, first responders, government employees, and teachers at Sunday through Thursday games, courtesy of Vortex. Visit brewers.com/govx.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Sunday afternoon.
1967, it's Groovin' from the Rascals. This is one of the songs playing on the radio at the beginning of the 1987 vampire flick The Lost Boys. Diane Wiest's character has teenage sons who are unimpressed with the music from her era, especially when she starts singing along to Groovin'. Stars, Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's Bobby Darin there. I'm Kurt Vollman. What do you say we get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom?
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The city of Racine could spend $500,000 this year to support the Racine Zoo. Discussions about the funding to keep the zoo operational will take place tonight at a Common Council Committee meeting. The Finance and Personnel Committee will meet at the library this evening to talk about zoo money, plus initiatives to clean up environmental hazards at a property, and the official request to close Main Street for the September party on the pavement. You can see the agenda online through the city's website or at RacineCountyEye.com. Wind could follow the heat. A heat advisory is in effect through tonight in the area as heat index values are hitting over 100. Late tonight, some thunderstorms could bring strong to severe wind gusts. Through the day today, cooling centers are open if you need relief. You can call 211 to find the closest one to you. The latest on the weather is coming up in the forecast. There's new momentum in Madison to set up a task force tackling the crisis of missing and murdered Black women and girls. Research says Black women are much more likely to be victims of homicide than their white peers, especially in Wisconsin, which has some of the highest rates in the country. Representative Sheila Stubbs just introduced a bill to create a 17-member team that would recommend ways to improve safety by late next year. It might be a little stickier at one concourse. Travelers at Mitchell International have a new spot to grab cinnamon buns with a Cinnabon opening in Concourse D. The buns aren't the only new thing cooking at the airport. Major upgrades at Mitchell include a $95 million project at the International Terminal and a $75 million air cargo facility improvement. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for tonight to chance of showers and thunderstorms late. Storms could contain heavy areas of rain. A low dropping down to around 70. For tomorrow, partly sunny, still muggy. Chance of showers and storms again. Highs in the mid-80s. It's 88 right now.
Thank you. that is why all the girls in town follow you. Close to you.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
And that music can mean only one thing. Diane Carlson is here, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
Doesn't it seem like just a minute ago that I was talking about the City of Racine's main gallery project accepting applications for the summer?
Yeah.
It's a great summertime job program. Main Gallery offers teens good-paying jobs that are based in the arts. So I encourage everybody to keep an eye on details next spring for the 2026 program. But believe it or not, the 2025 program is already wrapping up this week. They have a very exciting wrap-up that will offer opportunities for everyone to appreciate all the works that were created this summer. It's Thursday, which of course is July 31st, from 6 to 9. You can join Main Gallery at The Branch on Washington Avenue for this year's auction and showcase. It's a great chance to admire the work of the dozens of talented young artists, and it's just a fan favorite event. It also happens to be a celebration of 30 years of Main Gallery as well. And this is really something the whole city of Racine can be proud of. This is a great program. So the event will feature a collaborative effort between the two cohorts. The furniture painting teens and the creative writing groups have worked together on this event and all summer. In addition to appreciating the art that's on display, attendees at the event can bid on what is described as the imaginative and meticulously painted one-of-a-kind furniture pieces. That's what this year's painting group created. You also, if you are lucky, you may have a chance to obtain one of these original works and of the young writers. And there's also a collaboration across the two disciplines where the art and the writing influenced each other back and forth. So whether you're an art enthusiast, a collector, just looking for a really great night out, this event does offer something for you, as well as a way to support the City of Racine youth.
Or if you just need furniture.
If you need furniture, you're probably going to get a good deal, or at least something unique and original. So Thursday night at the Branch, and it's free to attend. Everybody is welcome to contribute to the potluck, and there will, of course, be refreshments for sale.
Okay, Thursday at the Branch, and I'm sure you have more information somewhere for that, don't you?
We do. We just happen to have an arts event calendar on our website at RacineArtsCouncil.org.
RacineArtsCouncil.org. Okay, Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. Thank you, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me. Ease my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. Bye.
They tossed the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
I'd like to know where.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. We're also your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball, and the Brewers have a very important series coming up against the Cubs this week. It all begins tonight with our pregame at 6:05 from American Family Field. Brewers and Cubs are tied atop the National League Central, and this series could have implications for the rest of the season. So listen to the Brewers tonight beginning at 6:05. It's all brought to you by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, by Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20.
Come see what's brewing, the Milwaukee Brewers.
Brewers baseball coming up here in a little bit at 6:05 on WRJN.
Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good. July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Tailgate like a legend with ice-cold drinks and high-octane energy at Studebaker's Fuel and Food. Crack open summer with bold energy boosts, frosty sodas, and refreshingly cold waters from Racine's hydration destination. Stock up on adult beverages. Grab jumbo bags of ice and keep that cooler packed for your crew. Need it fast? Swing inside or hit our lightning-fast drive-thru. We keep it cool, you keep it legendary. Studebaker's Fuel and Food at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Rain, wind, bugs. Outdoor golf's a gamble. At X Golf Kenosha, the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no sunburn, and just $30 an hour all summer long. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X Golf brings the course to you. Summer won't last forever, and neither will this deal. Book your tee time now at xgolfkenosha.com or stop by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Michaela's Mobile Spa, Michaela. Michaela got a quick business insurance quote from Progressive and chose from over 30 customizable coverages. Sure, it helps she's her only employee and does literally everything. But while others would rest on their laurels, Michaela was hard at work saving big. So take that, hypothetical other employee who doesn't exist. Be your own Michaela. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and coverage selections.
and she don't care. I don't know why she's riding so high. Should've think twice, should've do right by me before she gets to saying goodbye. Should've think twice, should've do right by me.
WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 6, the Milwaukee Brewers baseball. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
Here comes that rainy day feeling again. And soon my tears, they will be falling like rain.
The CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. It is extremely hot across much of the nation again today. Meteorologist David Parkinson.
We've got 198 million people under some sort of heat alert from the northern plains into Florida and on up into New England.
CBS's Jim Crisula reports.
More than half of the nation's population is under heat alerts, with many places from the plains to the east coast in for temperatures that feel as hot as 115 degrees. These construction workers are trying to cope with the heat in Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
We drink lots of water, take frequent breaks, look out for each other, find AC when we can, stuff like that.
We usually keep 5 gallons of water at all times. That's what we got to do.
The extreme heat in the east is expected to break by the end of the week. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
In Scotland, President Trump met with the British Prime Minister today and said he wants more aid for Gaza.
We're going to be getting some good, strong food. We can save a lot of people.
people. I mean, some of those kids are, that's real starvation stuff. I see it.
The UN's Tom Fletcher says it will take time to bring Gaza back from the brink.
We need